you might say, wait a minute, it won't take me but a minute to
make some coffee. I got it, Chan. We just don't drink it. But I got it, Chan. Anybody that do drink it. And I do keep it all the time. Because some folks can't do without it.
You know that's the truth. People
they can't. And I've had a lot of white folks and a lot of colored folks say, so if I can get me a cup of coffee, I can make it to dinner time. So, but I got to have my coffee. I said, I ain't got to have no coffee. I got to have a bite of something to eat. And I ain't stepping no coffee.
Okay, if you're real thirsty, I mean just real thirsty, you'd want to go to the kitchen and get you a glass of
water, cold water. Cause that ain't nothing take the place of water.
Have you got any kind of glasses that you use, maybe just for company, maybe glasses that are on a stem or...
Yes, ma, I got some like that.
Well, it has got a special kind of name for those glasses?
Well, some folks call them goblet glasses.
Yeah.
Glasses. What's got a flat, you know, at the bottom, that little thing in tweet, I call them gobblers. Give me a set of them. Call them gobblers.
They're pretty.
Well,
have you got any glasses that are like maybe taller than just a regular drinking glass? You know, maybe just tall glasses.
No, I ain't got none that tall, but I have seen them that tall, great big old tall glasses.
Okay. If you had come in and maybe poured you out a glass of water and set it in the refrigerator for it to get cold, and then you'd come along and it was gone, then maybe Charlie drank it. He might say, I didn't know you were saving that.
For yourself, that's right. I said, well, what you drink up my water for? I put that up there for myself.
All right, if somebody just drank several glasses of water just all at once, you were standing there watching them, you might say to them, pardon my curiosity, but just how much water have you...
Drank? How much? I said, you must have been thirsty. You ain't had none today, is you? Something like that. I said, you sure can drink the water.
How would you tell people to, like, your children come out here for dinner or come to eat dinner with you? How would you ask them to sit down at your table and, if you got it all set?
Yeah, I said, well, you set chin. Y'all just set where you want to sit.
Mm-hmm.
I said, y'all just set where you want to sit. I said, if there ain't enough room on the dining table, I said, put some plates on the other table there and just sit and eat.
Well, and you might say y'all just come on and sit down and sip
at home. That's right. Come on there and make yourself at home, because you ain't no company.
That's right.
You just sit home.
All right, and when you start passing the food around and you wanted people just to take out and get what they wanted, what would you might say to them?
I said, now, you get what you want. Just help yourself to it. Just make yourself, just eat and do just like you was at home.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if something was passed around to you that you didn't
like
mm-hmm. how would you?
I said, well, I don't like that, period. I said, I don't like that.
Well, lots of times on Sunday you might have cook up a lot of food and on Monday you...
We'll eat it all right on Monday, and on Tuesday you don't want no more. That's right. You know, like it left over, what I cooked tomorrow now, we'll eat it.